Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. Today it's Wednesday, 20th of February. Firstly, in Indonesia, the Spanish energy company Repsol announced yesterday that a substantial natural gas discovery was made in Indonesia, along with Malaysia's Petronas and Japan's Mitsui Oil Exploration Company. Repsol described the discovery in South Sumatra as the largest find in Indonesia in 18 years and one of the 10 largest in the world in the last year. The discovery was made in the Suka Kemak block in South Sumatra, where Repsol, as an operator, holds a 45% working interest. Petronas owns 45% and Mitsui Exploration has the remaining 10%. Repsol estimates that the well may hold at least 57 billion cubic meters of recoverable resources. Repsol holds several licenses in Indonesia, which is in the focus of its exploration investments in Southeastern Asia. In Thailand, yesterday police arrested three alleged members of major drug trafficking gang and seized assets worth about $3.2 million during the raids on different locations in Bangkok. Police have charged the accused with money laundering and drug trafficking. Police and members from other agencies were involved in the raid. Clients are advised to avoid impoverished suburban areas of major cities in Thailand. More raids are expected by the police in different parts of Bangkok. Also in Thailand, a man was shot while his wife escaped unhurt during a shooting incident in Raman district of southern Yala province. The attack took place on a road between Tambon Koror and Tambon Karubi in Raman district. Assailants were on the motorbike. Police are investigating the incident. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution in the southern province of Thailand. Contact APAC Assistance for any help or guidance in arranging close protection protocol in the southern provinces of Thailand plagued by separatist insurgency. In the Philippines, a debt collector of a finance company was shot dead by an unidentified assailant in San Julian Town, Eastern Samar province in eastern Visayas region. The victim was shot in Sitio Palo Uno, Putong village, San Julian municipality in eastern Samar yesterday. Police said personal grudges could be the motive of the attack, as the attacker left $200 with the victim. The gun used in the shooting was recovered by the police from the crime scene. Clients are advised to employ caution while traveling to Eastern Samar province. Gun violence is fueled by widespread arms trafficking in the Philippines. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships, or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com.